opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Well, and we're pretty sure that what Alexa's not going to do is dial into Liberty News Radio on the Big Migs Rumble Channel Election Roundtable 2024, which happens next Tuesday night from 7 to midnight Eastern. This will be a nationwide broadcast. Yours truly will be on it. You can catch us on the Big Mig channel, the Big Mig Show, on Rumble.com. All right, just so you know. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully your Friday and your weekend is okay. You know, it's All Saints Day today. And of course, if you are from south of the border, it's the Day of the Dead. Yes, Día de Muerta. And they're all going to decorate. And I mean, if you've seen some of the pictures of how crazy they get over the All Saints Day down there, that's how they celebrate it. They celebrate the dead. Many of you are just scratching your head going, okay, why is Krieger even mentioning this morning? Well, because the merchants of the earth make money off it. Just understand that. This is how they operate. I mean, this is nothing like what happened at the Biden White House. Oh, yeah, they had a Halloween party, didn't you know? And apparently Joe, I don't know what happened with his marbles. He lost them somewhere. He supposedly, as the news is saying, repeatedly sank his teeth into babies' feet. Mommies brought their costumed infants to the party. And Joe was chewing on their feet. One of the babies sported a chicken costume, allegedly, during Biden's toothy assault. As Jaws music serenaded the party hall and the child's speechless mother dumbfoundedly stood by. Huh. You see, earlier this year, Biden implied the 1940s cannibals ate his uncle, telling a crowd they never found the body because there used to be. There were a lot of cannibals for real, where he went missing during World War II. And, of course, the White House has yet to address if these Halloween chomps were the president's attempt at revenge. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe some of this stuff? Yeah, as Austin Powers would say, it's a bit nutty. Yeah. And you know what he said that line if you watch the movie. You know exactly where I'm going with, like, the Basil, this coffee smells like, you know what, caca. Yeah. Yeah, it was that line. Remember the scene, the very first Austin Powers movie? Of course you do. It was overshadowed by the death of Diana, Princess Diana. So, anyway, for those of you who watched it, the Austin Powers fans, you know that I used to dress up and go around the country performing as Austin Powers. Way back when, during the heyday, it was just one of those little things I like to do. Did your house get egged last night or the night before? Yeah, apparently, you know, if anybody is shopping around on next door and watching some of the posts here, apparently the eggers were out and about. Yep, egging and TPing people's homes, and it's because their parents didn't turn them over their knee enough and just let them get away with whatever. And in the meantime, the economy is continuing to struggle. The average fixed rate on a 30-year mortgage, guess what it just did? It went up for the fifth consecutive week, inching closer to 7%. 6.72. Yep, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage rose 18 basis points, 6.72. That's the highest since the beginning of August, according to Freddie Mac. Now, what is this we hear about Trump wanting to privatize Fannie and Freddie? I mean, you know, they're a GSE, okay? Government-sponsored entity. And a lot of the loans, and I'm not talking just a minuscule amount, I'm talking about 60% of the mortgage market is Fannie, Freddie, and Ginny. Yeah. Notice how they have all those cutesy little names? Yeah, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae. Ginny Mae is primarily involved with all of the FHA loans. Interesting, huh? And there is a foreclosure crisis going on despite, you know, what and whom and how and, well, there's not as many foreclosures. I love it. There's not as many. No, unless you're one of those that actually is being foreclosed on. None that matters. And, of course, I appreciate those of you listening to the show that are actually going to thekriegerfiles.com and emailing me through the contact page to let me know about your situation. I had a retired attorney park a call to me yesterday. I've yet to return it. I will, I promise. He wants me to consult his group. And again, because of the fact I'm not an attorney, but I have done an insane amount of research, we can and do apply research to the learning curve. Because I still continue to learn things about how the banks come into court and lie to the judge just to get their way. And then when they sell it, the originating lender gets $0 out of the foreclosure. And why is that? Because they got paid in full at closing. What? You say? You gotta be kidding. No, I'm not kidding. They put in 5% and they get paid back at closing. What do you think closing means? Think about it. Yeah, they closed the deal. The deal is closed. The originating lender, the securitized mortgage loan broker got paid off. He's out of picture. Did you get a release of lien or a deed of reconveyance or release of mortgage, satisfaction of mortgage? Did you get one of those? No, I don't think so. No, they made you think you still owed somebody and they put it into securitization and the investors all bought into it. See, as long as we have investors out there that want to play in that game, and as long as we have a government that continues to lie to us about the fact that our originating mortgage loan is paid off and that we have to succumb to being a slave to this banking cartel and all of its minions, which are servicers. I mean, I have written proof that servicers get paid when the house gets sold in a foreclosure and the originating securitized lender gets nothing. But yet they went to court and the originating securitized lender that came out of that originated loan where the originator got paid off, it was a securities broker. He got his commission. That was it. He got his 5% back. Amazing how that works. And, you know, I mean, people want to know the truth. This is what's going on. I have written proof. If you don't believe me, I'll send it to you. We shared it in the last boot camp. People got their eyes open. They looked at that and they said, okay, tell me, within 10 seconds, what don't you see? What's going on here? The one that actually foreclosed on the property, this REMIC trust, didn't get a dime of the proceeds of the sale. Why? Because they were closed. They can't. Oh, yeah, and there is a criminal code out there for those of you who don't know. Understand how that works. It's called 18 U.S. Code, Section 1956. 18 U.S. Code, Section 1956, laundering of monetary instruments. Whoever, knowing the property involved in a financial transaction, represents the proceeds of some form of unlawful activity, conducts or attempts to conduct such a financial transaction, which in fact involves the proceeds of specified unlawful activity. Now, what unlawful activity would that be? Well, they didn't tell the originating lender, you know, they said, no, you have to tell the borrower that they weren't really the borrower. You have to tell the person coming to the closing table, the homeowner, soon to be, that before they get the keys to the house, you need to tell them they need to understand that they have already had all their stuff, their financial proceeds, all the stuff that's going on out there. We're talking about all the information you gave when you filled out the loan app. Your credit history, your credit scores, all the documentation they wanted about your income, your W-2s, all of that gets turned into a bond before you even get to the closing table and it's already been marketed on Wall Street. That's the truth. So they financially misrepresented to you. That's called fraudulent misrepresentation and fraudulent concealment. They hid it from you that your loan had already been securitized before you even signed the papers. So why do you do that? Why do we go out and do that? See, and then they raise the mortgage rates on you because if they're going to make you a slave, I mean, God, at least let them do it at the highest rate they can do. 15-year fixed rate mortgage advanced 28 basis points to 5.99%. Oh, it's 1% from last year, they say. Yeah, 1% down from last year. 6%, might as well. Let's round that up. You want to get 6% money for 15 years? You realize how expensive your mortgage is going to be? It goes up about $150, $200 a month. For the 15 years. Now, some people are willing to pay it. Others are not. And you wonder why the housing market sucks right now? You wonder why real estate agents are quitting in droves? They're deliberately tanking the market. All in the name of the uniparty system, folks. Because both sides of the equation have been playing this ever since the banking cartels invaded America in 1999. We'll be back with more news after this short break here on the Krieger Files for this Friday edition. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, our Friday edition continues here at 18 after the hour. And as I was going on my little rant about real estate again, I'm sorry, but I've been researching this stuff since 2007. I've written 8 books. I've trained attorneys and continuing legal education classes, so come on. I really am getting real perturbed about the fact that Fannie and Freddie continue to exist, and they're under the conservatorship of the FHFA. That agency was created to monitor what's going on, and who do you think is controlling all the Fannie Mae loan sales when they foreclose on people's non-performing loans? Who controls it? The FHFA. The government is in on it, folks. This is why the government doesn't like me, because I tell people the truth about what's going on at the real estate table. They stole your information. They committed identity theft. They pandered all your financial information on Wall Street. And then some securitized trust picked it all up and says, okay, our investors will loan you the money. And they pay off the originating lender at closing. So the loan's already paid. It's been converted into a security on Wall Street. And they're counting on you to pay your mortgage payment every month. That's how the game works, see? They make you feel like you've obligated yourself by contract, which you did when you went to the closing table, but they never gave you a paid in full loan. They never gave you the document. Says, yeah, the originating lender, the person I thought I was borrowing the money from, well, I paid them. They're paid off. So why am I still making, why do I have to make 15 or 30 years worth of mortgage payments? Well, see, nobody's asking that question because they don't know. All that information was hidden from you. Doesn't that just torque you just a little? Pretty crazy. So for those of you that want to put your property in trust or any other thing that you need a notarized document for, we have a remote online notary who can notarize your documents in all 50 states very quickly. So if you need one fast, you call Erin Fussell today. You can get a hold of her through professionalnotaryonline.com. Or you can call or text her at 941-400-8282. That's 941-400-8282. And Erin will hook you up. She's legal in all 50 states, and she can notarize that document right there in the presence of your own wherever you are. You just have to be able to connect by phone or internet, and she can help you out. And, of course, with all of the turmoil and what's going on, you know, Citizens Insurance is, like, literally starting to cancel people's insurance policies on their homes in the state of Florida. You know, this is what the state of Florida, of course, relied on as a backstop to all the damage caused by hurricanes. You're wondering whether or not we had a busy hurricane season in Florida so far, and it's not over yet. Ends in the end of November. 2004, there were 4 hurricanes that crossed the Sunshine State, including Charlie, which trashed Port Charlotte. And then you had Francis and Jean and Ivan. But, you know, here's the thing. You would think that all these residents would get sick of hurricanes and they would leave the state. Nope. Last year, Florida added more than 365,000 residents. That's better than 1,000 residents per day, second only to Texas among the states. Now, why is that? Because people are sick and tired of paying high prices and having to endure heavily regulated states. They don't want to be in heavily regulated states, so they move to Florida. So when you add 365,000 residents, then you have 365,000 flushes of the toilet by how, now, think about this now. I'm just breaking it down to simple terms. When you have 365,000 people flushing the toilet 4 or 5 times a day, how many 2-gallon flushes is that? Yeah, do the math in your head. It's okay. Because see, what it does when you have all these people moving into the state, and you think people would move out, but they're not. Even if with the hurricanes, they're not leaving. They like the weather. So if you got 365,000 residents plus flushing the toilet 4 or 5 times a day, it's going to affect the infrastructure unless they're all on septic, which they're not, because all these cities are springing up. And what does that do to your taxes? Your property taxes go up. You got to understand it. Face facts, folks. When you move to a state that's becoming heavily populated, there's a reason why. Because A, people are tired of the winters. That people think that they can tolerate hurricanes better than they can, you know, the frozen tundra, which you get up in the New England states. And then you've got the high taxes there. Well, what do you think is going to happen in Florida over time? Your taxes are going to go up. Same in Texas. You know, any state that's becoming more populated because of the population shift, a lot of it has to do with politics, folks. And see, this thing is that there are signs Florida's white-hot real estate market is cooled now because sales of single-family homes were down 12% in September compared with the same time the previous year. But see, the interest rates, the rising home prices, the skyrocketing insurance costs, or no insurance at all. I mean, how the hell are you supposed to exist in Florida? Because see, if you have a mortgage and your insurance gets canceled because somebody's panicking that you're going to go broke, when that happens, what's going to happen to your mortgage? You'd be in default. There is a portion of your mortgage that says, your document there, deed of trust, mortgage, whichever, it says you will provide hazard insurance. And all of a sudden, if your insurance company canceled and you're escrowing your insurance payment every month or every year, and all of a sudden your insurance company calls your lender, your alleged lender, and tells them, hey, guess what? We're canceling the insurance policy. You're going to get a notice in the mail. And they're going to say, hey, what are you going to do about your hazard insurance? If you don't replace it in 30 days, you're in default. Ouch. And then when you're in default, what do? They foreclose. Yeah, you see how the land grab works? So now, you know, if you don't get the insurance and you have a mortgage, then they're going to put upon you what they call force-placed insurance, which is triple what you would pay the average insurance carrier. And you can't underinsure your house. You have to be able to insure for the value of the loan because you have to preserve the lender's interest according to the contract. But wait a minute, I paid off my mortgage at closing. That's what they want you to think. They want you to think that you still owe somebody. And that's what the courts do. When you get into court and get in front of the judge, well, you still owe somebody. Did you sign that mortgage document? And you still owe somebody. See, the judge doesn't want to hear the truth. Judges are supposed to hear the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth. And things that are so crazy with this election right now, hedge funds and other investors are searching for trades that profit from a win by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, but they're also looking for limited downside options in the event of a victory by you-know-who. As the nearly deadlocked race nears, imagine if you will. Oh, yeah. I got to do my Rod Serling, you know, because we're all in the twilight zone right now. Yeah, this is just nutty. You know, what happens if Trump doesn't win? What happens? What do you mean? What happens if they steal the election? Oh, I mean, everybody's getting in the game here. They want you to go out and vote. I mean, seriously, we've got to get this cognitive dissonance level out of our system. Because, see, election day's right around the corner, and many of you are waiting until Tuesday to show up. Now, if you're in less populated areas, you're probably not going to have a problem. But if it's anything like Maricopa County, if you're waiting until Tuesday, oh, you're going to be standing in a long line. So if you have a plan to vote, guess what? Uber's getting in the game now. They're making it easy and more affordable to find and catch a ride to your local polling place. Oh, yeah. For those of you that can't get out, Uber's new in-app features are designed to make your journey to the polls simple. When you open the Uber app on election day, you'll find a Go Vote tile on the home screen. All you do is put in your home address, give Uber your location, find your polling location, request a ride to go vote, and guess what? You get up to 50% off, up to $10, a ride to your polling place when you book through the Go Vote hub. But there's a disclaimer. See, there's always a caveat. Yeah, not only do they have a link to learn more, how Uber can help you Uber to the poll, it says, offer not available in all states, ends 11-5, terms apply. What do you think that means? Not available in all states. Well, let me guess. I'll bet you the blue states is where they have this offer. You think? Yeah, not in the red states. No, they can't do that, man. No, they got to weigh this thing. See, these people, these business people are stupid if they think that America is going to support them if Harris gets in office. Meanwhile, we also have 218,000 voters, possible, affected by a glitch at the Motor Vehicles Division, and Arizona's Secretary of State has just been ordered by a judge to release the list of registered voters with unverified citizenship. Just happened. Their citizenship status not verified due to a coding glitch in the state's record-keeping system. Oh, what a web we weave. Yesterday, on Halloween, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney instructed the election supervisor Fontes to provide a list to Strong Communities Foundation of Arizona, known as EZAS.org, a conservative watchdog group that filed public records lawsuit to access the data. James Rogers, senior legal counsel for America's First Legal, which filed the lawsuit on behalf of EZAS.org, said the lawsuit was about restoring transparency and making sure county recorders can verify the citizenship status of voters. Don't you agree? That's probably a smart move, huh? Why should we let people that aren't citizens of the United States cast votes? Why should we allow that? For those of you that have been keeping tabs on what's going on with gold, guess what? It just went up to $2,789 per ounce in early trading. It's climbing. I'm telling you. That's why, you know, Fred Dushefsky's out there. 1-800-878-2646. J.D. Vance, by the way, has confirmed that Chinese hackers have breached his cell phone. Did you know? And Joe Rogan, you could just keep waiting for Kamala to come on your show. I don't think it's ever going to happen. So Dr. Carol Lieberman is going to be joining us on Monday. We had to do some shuffling around, but guess what? Naomi Wolf just raised her hand and said she wants to come on the show. So guess what? We'll talk to her after the break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, we're back after the news break here on our Friday edition. Dr. Naomi Wolf, one of my, I worship the woman and this ground she walks on because she is just, you know, one of these people that gravitates toward the truth. Just like Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Teamsters boss Sean O'Brien, all of these longtime Democrats who, by the way, have grown disenchanted with the party, like Bobby Kennedy said, hey, the party left me. I didn't leave the party. They took off, you know. And so Dr. Naomi Wolf has a Substack. She wrote an article on three ways the next president should tackle Big Pharma. I mean, that's been a big thorn in the side of America. And now we have people out there like our president that are calling all of the Trump supporters garbage. Dr. Wolf, welcome to the show. Good to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Yes. So the thing is that, you know, the latest Blaze Media article, and see, to me, a lot of their stuff is very divisive. And I know we're all trying to get away from that. We're all trying to just get along. And it's not to go along to get along. It's to try to find out about the truth and what's really going on here. And the fact this uniparty system has made a mess of things and we, the people, are confused. I mean, would that be a fair statement?
That the people are confused?
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of people out there that still are putting their faith in a system that's broken.
I mean, that's certainly true, but I'm not sure specifically what you mean. Do you mean in terms of the choices they're going to make in the upcoming election?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the thing, because now you're seeing, and they're like, how could Tulsi and Bobby Kennedy do this? How could they leave our party?
Oh, I see what you
mean. Yeah, I mean, you left the party.
Well, yes, I did leave the party. I mean, so I did come out and endorse President Trump, which I can't even believe I'm saying, after being a lifelong Democrat and advisor to Democratic presidential campaigns. And I came out with that endorsement actually at Steve Bannon's press conference the day he got out of prison last Tuesday. I've been giving my reasons. There are many, right? And I do feel a great sense of kinship with people like RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. You know, the Democrats forced this decision on us, right? Certainly on me. They're not the party they were. And they've behaved clearly in the last 4 years like fascists, right? They suppressed my voice. They censored me. The administration I voted for censored me when I was warning women in June of 2021 on social media about reports from women of menstrual problems upon receiving this mRNA injection. They're the ones who put pressure on big tech to to smear me, deplatform me. But they were doing it to other serious voices warning about damage to kids from lockdowns and so on. And, you know, whoever they were silencing, it's unconstitutional and illegal for the government to silence any American. And, you know, they've done other horrible things. I mean, they put, I brought out this book, The Pfizer Papers, under the kind of oversight and with the support of Steve Bannon. And this is a book that's saving lives and breaking open a story of heinous evil, you know, inflicted on us by this administration via Pfizer. You know, we only have Pfizer papers. We don't have the Moderna papers, but showing that they intentionally rolled out a deadly, disabling, and sterilizing injection. They did that, right? So how can you align with them? I mean, there are many other horrible things they did, but also President Trump, to his credit, has really recently, I would say, made it possible for people like me to publicly come out and endorse him. He's getting much better advice. He's being more disciplined. His campaign, I don't want to say the whole Republican Party because I have plenty of problems with them too, but mm-hmm. his campaign is, and MAGA, I would say, but his campaign is, you know, the embrace of RFK Jr., which I've been advocating for a long time, both behind the scenes and in public. That makes a huge difference, right? He's being more inclusive in his language. He's talking about, you know, a big tent kind of language. He's even being inclusive in communicating. You don't have to agree with him on everything to join MAGA and MAHA, right? And that's really wise. And lastly, he's being disciplined. And I've been, again, writing about this ever since, you know, for the last few months since he's been campaigning, because they were doing horribly earlier in the summer, at least in terms of people like me, not their base, right? But he's focused on crime, economy, border, and not, you know, engaging petty insults or arguments. And so he looks really presidential. You know, plus they keep trying to kill him, which is not supposed to happen in the United States of America. So you just can't reelect the fascists, right? Those are some of my reasons.
I know, and they're very bona fide and justified. This is the thing. I see you getting the phone call if Trump gets in office. You know, and I've always, and like you said, you have a problem, certain things with Trump, like this Operation Warp Speed and all this other garbage. I mean, you wrote about this, about the PREP Act, and about the fact that, you know, the equivalent for the auto industry, if a car malfunctioned, injuring you or killing a loved one, you'd have no place to run. I mean, this is kind of discriminatory that the PREP Act should be repealed so we can go after Big Pharma. But see, right. You know, Reagan, of course, as you wrote, signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 into law, which provides and promotes arbitration rather than litigation. They don't want people suing Big Pharma because Big Pharma would go broke overnight. And, you know, you came out after seeing all of the vaccine injuries. You were telling pregnant women not to get the jab. I see the day that if Trump gets in office, you're going to get a phone call saying, Dr. Wolf, I want you on my team. Do you see that happening?
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not privy to those conversations.
Yet.
Are you asking me what I would do? I don't know what's in their mind. I think, you know.
No, I mean, I see you with the position in the administration. I really do. Because, I mean, look at you have the same mindset that when Bobby Kennedy came out with that book, you know, his bestseller, The Real Anthony Fauci. You were like, holy smokes, you know, it's like you had a truth bomb. And, I'm not saying you woke up. I mean, you'd been researching this for a long time. I mean, you are after all a PhD. So, you know, I have to respect everything you do and the work that you've done and the fact you've got a great Substack page.
Thank you. That's really kind. I mean, if you're asking, I can't really tell what you're asking. Are you asking what my reaction would be if I got a phone call like that?
Yeah.
I
mean,
well,
would you jump on board? Would you, I mean, you, this is a platform for you.
I would be honored to get a phone call like that. And I would, of course, do anything in my power to serve my country.
So the PrEP Act's got to go. That would be a fair statement.
Oh, for sure. I mean, imagine any other industry. And I made this analogy. Many others have. I think RFK Jr. probably has too, you know, before I did. But any other industry in America that didn't, that that had total immunity from lawsuits. You know, if you, if a car blew up while you were driving it and killed a loved one, you would, you couldn't sue the auto industry. If, you know, a can opener kind of tore your hands to shreds through bad design, you could, you know, you couldn't do anything about it. I mean, we'd be living in a kind of pre-industrial state of danger in murderousness. I mean, there's a reason the Food and Drug Administration came into being, right? Anyone in high school who read The Jungle knows that food, you know, meat used to be contaminated and full of botulism, and, you know, bread used to be adulterated with sawdust, and milk used to have Baxilla in it. And, you know, the Pure Food and Drug Act was supposed to change that. Well, now we know that, you know, between the FDA not having any oversight of anything, I mean, anyone who reads the Pfizer papers is never going to want to be in the hands of pharmaceutical pushers again, or in allopathic medicines clutches again, right? I mean, there's a huge push of people, and I've been producing videos about this, looking for alternative and natural remedies, because these people don't oversee anything. They let it, they knew about, you know, the bad science, the 8 vaccinated dead people who died with COVID that Pfizer hid so they wouldn't have to say you're worse off with the vaccine than unvaccinated in terms of hospitalization and death. They, you know, the FDA had all of this, right? They knew all of it. So they're not overseeing anything, right? And then you've got the PREP Act and the National Vaccine Injury Act. I think that is the name of it. National Childhood, the one you mentioned, the one I wrote about in my Substack, which basically prevents any lawsuits at all. It forces you into mediation, and then they give you pennies if you get hurt. So yeah, those have to be reversed. And the other thing that has to go is direct to consumer marketing of pharmaceuticals. Why is that bad? We and New Zealand are the only two countries that allow this. And what it does, this is why when you watch TV, it's all pharma ads. It's a way to keep the press from investigating pharmaceutical wrongdoing.
Naomi Wolf has a Substack page. You need to go there if you want to follow this. We'll talk about where you can get a copy of the Pfizer papers after we come back from the break with Dr. Naomi Wolf. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back at 12 minutes to the hour with Dr. Naomi Wolf, who, by the way, runs a website and has so many different projects. She's got Daily Clout, one big thing. But she's written this book called The Pfizer Papers. And this is something grassroots research, 3,250 doctors, went over 450,000 pages of Pfizer documents that were released via court order. And of course, the FDA wanted them hidden for 75 years. I mean, it's bad enough that FDA and Big Pharma, it's like a big revolving door in D.C., which is something I think Dr. Naomi Wolf would change. But, you know, people who need convincing need to read your book. Where do they get a copy of that, Dr. Wolf?
Thank you. Please order it from Amazon, the Pfizer papers on Amazon, because doing that drives it up the bestseller list, gets it into libraries and bookstores, and helps us really make an impact with Congress, for instance. Yeah, and you can find my work otherwise on Daily Clout, a lot of wonderful independent reporting, and my Substack on Outspoken. It's called Outspoken on Substack, sorry.
No, that's all right. And so, of course, this grassroots research you've done, and you've pointed out that the FDA is a revolving door. This is unfortunate, and I'm sure that if Bobby Kennedy were to get into the HHS position, he would basically do something about the FDA and restructure it. If I mean, we need somebody out there that it needs to be a watchdog, but it needs to be fair. But somebody's getting paid off out there, don't you think?
Somebody's getting paid off in HHS. Oh, the whole thing is a network of bribery. I mean, RFK Jr. has done a masterful job explaining that, and he would know. He sued these agencies in his capacity as a lawyer. He understands the bribery intimately. But, you know, the real Anthony Fauci revealed that the people who had oversight of these vaccines get royalties from the pharma companies, and also that the CDC has a nonprofit side that receives millions of dollars from the drug companies, so, and not to mention the revolving door where, you know, the people go in and out, the FDA, pharma, HHS, pharma. Yeah, it's a cesspool of corruption.
Wow. But this is deeper than we all thought. As far as the election is concerned, because this is one of the things I'm trying to do, is to get people's mindset in the right place. What kind of advice do you have for people out there that are looking at this whole thing and just scratching their head trying to figure out what to do and whose side to be on? And there, right, a lot of them are waiting until election day. So, I mean, you've got to impart some wisdom here, and I know you have plenty of it. So what say you to that?
That's tough, right? I mean, I think people just have to look at their lives over the last 4 years. How expensive are groceries? Is there an open border? Are we sending all of our money to Ukraine and, you know, our own vets and elderly people and, you know, low-income school children who are Americans are struggling? You know, look at this weird set of policies around illegal aliens and how they're getting, you know, thousands of dollars a month in food and housing and benefits, and they're here having broken our laws, whereas our own, you know, my husband, who's a veteran, has to wait 6 months to get an appointment at the VA, you know, because they're underfunded. I mean, you could look at the other side. I guess what I would say is I'm looking at, as a former political consultant, at the last argument that the Dems have made to the public, and they're basically saying abortion, abortion, abortion. And honestly, that's a dead issue, I think, in my view, because Roe v. Wade is gone, and we still have abortion in America. You have to travel, but it's state by state. There are some states that will never not have abortion. Other states have more restrictions, but this is what it's going to be like. You know, it's not going to get worse for women who are concerned about abortion rights. So I think that they need to consider that, and then consider, as a woman, do you want to live in a free, safe, high trust society? And you have to, I think you have to choose President Trump if you do.
And the thing is that there is a new poll, and this is the one thing about AP and NORC. They keep going out doing these polls, and so does Real Clear Politics, and everybody's freaking out at the polls. And it's creating what the Epoch Times, of course, we're all looking for a story out there. Somebody's got to create news. And so, hey, I got one. Let's do a survey, or let's look at this poll that basically says that the election and everything that's going on here and this divisiveness in the country is now promoting anxiety on the population. It's nerve-wracking, and what are people supposed to do? And the two candidates are running neck and neck. I mean, you know, we haven't seen the Black Swan event yet. Is that all fear-mongering?
No, I'm glad you're raising this issue, because I actually just reposted an X link about the likely plan of the Democrats to prevent, you know, the event of a President Trump victory, his, you know, peaceful transfer of power to him. And I'm braced for that. I think it's going to be bad, if that's what you're asking about, by a Black Swan event. I think there's going to be cyber attacks, power outages, massive instability. I think they will, Jamie Raskin is saying it, they're not going to certify the election. They're going to find a loophole. He's a felon. They're going to try to take it up to the Supreme Court. And all of these immigrants who have phones and are housed like soldiers, look like soldiers, don't look like any group of organic immigrants I've ever seen anywhere in the world. They are going to be deployed to terrorize cities, to have mass protests, crime sprees. It's going to be a horrible few months for Americans before it's resolved. I don't expect a timely inauguration. And my husband and I have 6 months worth of food. We're, you know, arranging a little belatedly, you know, 6 months worth of cash. You know, we have weapons. We expect all the bad things. We have, you know, satellite phones and walkie-talkies. I mean, and we're not crazy preppers. I'm just looking at, you know, the history of the overthrow of democracies, which is what we're seeing. That's what you can expect. And they're signaling it, right? Like literally Jamie Raskin. I'm on a mailing list from my Democratic days. And Jamie Raskin is speaking to New Press on November 17th, about a time of, you know, confusion after the election. How does he know, right? Because they're planning it.
It was amazing that you would bring Raskin up, because I've been talking about this. He promoted and put some bill on the table that says three or more people to get together is a militia, and we can't allow that. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, well, what do you know that we don't know? You know, he's got this bill on the table saying you can't organize a militia. And I'm like, wow, you don't think that neighbors are going to look at this?
Right. And let's not forget that the Department of Defense recently completely unconstitutionally permitted U.S. military to fire at U.S. civilians, which is completely illegal. Right. So they are anticipating making war on their own people. It's clear. And one thing I've learned from being in the elite is that they never bother passing laws or putting resources into legislation or regulations they're not going to use.
No, they just do it by fiat, which is exactly what Biden did. And so, you know, they must be anticipating that there is going to be a problem. But Americans, like I said on my show the other day, look, do you have a gun? Are you prepared? If you are just sitting by thinking that the government is going to come in and save you, well, guess what? They just passed this DOD directive that says now that U.S. military, I mean, I'm looking at this going, come on. I was in the military. Your husband was in the military. I mean, what type of people serving currently in the military is going to turn their weapon on an American citizen, on their own people? They'd be given a directive, and I would think that they took an oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution. And if they were going to do that, I would say, hey, you know, anybody that turns their weapon that's in the U.S. military on its own people deserves to be eliminated. And I would tell people, hey, you know, if they turn the weapon on you, it's all every man for himself. You defend yourself. I mean, what other position can you take?
Right. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, tell people what to do in the event of a complete breakdown of law and order. I can tell you that in our house, we're going to be defending ourselves, but I'm not sure what your question is. I mean, they're clearly positioning all of this for instability, danger. And, you know, as I warned Alex Jones, what happens in an overthrow, basically, which is what they're anticipating and planning for, is there's some high profile, shocking violence. You know, several high profile, famous people get made examples of violently. And that's what, you know, we can expect if this goes the way of history, you know, as well as other things like food shortages, water shortages, telecom disruptions. We have to stay calm. You know, we have to stay calm and keep engaging with peaceful civil society while refusing to let our country be overrun, overtaken.
For sure. And this is one of the things, folks, that I have been advocating is that, you know, you've got a gun, you have your home, you've got the threshold rule. We've had law enforcement tell you what to do, so don't worry about it. Just don't go to D.C., please. We don't need another repeat performance of January 6th. They're counting on that. That's why they're ramping up, folks. They're counting on a full-blown insurrection, and we don't need it. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much for joining us on the show to end our Friday on a good note. With your wisdom and good luck in your future here, I hope there's a place for you in the administration in the meantime. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. See you Monday.